After 2 days of smog alerts, I decided it was time to park my car and use my bike instead. The challenge seemed simple enough. I work from home, so commuting wasn't a problem. Since my husband commutes some 40 miles to work, I decided to exempt him from our little experiment, but for the rest of the family, it was no cars and no air conditioning until the smog alert was lifted. We're well equipped for the challenge. My older kids have bikes and helmets, and my 4-year-old could ride comfortably in a bike trailer attached to my bicycle. What a learning experience. While we're all avid recreational bikers, relying solely on the bicycle to get around takes time, planning, and a lot of energy. Something as simple as running to the store for a few groceries was a real juggling act. For starters, a 10-minute drive turned into an hour-long trek on a bicycle. Once I got there, I couldn't just buy what I needed. I had to carefully calculate the capacity of my bike carrier, making sure that I left room for a freezer pack so that everything didn't spoil before we got home. When we got to the store, there wasn't a single place where we could safely lock up our bikes. On the way home, I noticed that none of the local schools or other stores were equipped with bike racks either. Even our local community and fitness center, which naturally attracts cyclists, doesn't have proper bike racks. Perhaps the most revealing part of our experiment was how alone we were in it. Although more and more people are using their bicycles in urban centers, in our semi-rural community, we were an oddity. Even when we cycled to my son's soccer game, I was amazed that everyone else had driven their cars. It's really not surprising, though. Our cities, our society, even our culture is geared around the use of the private automobile. Urban sprawl and the neighborhood mall make it virtually impossible to get around without a car. Restaurants, banks, even churches are all drive-through. But have you ever tried to get service at a drive-through window on a bicycle? Forget it. Bicycles are for fun, not transportation. The lack of bike racks, adequate bike lanes, even courtesy towards cyclists are all signs that we're not quite ready to park the Chevy. The result of my little experiment? I learned that it's pointless to advise people to leave their cars at home if they can't safely and efficiently find other ways to get around. If we really want to get serious about improving air quality, then it's high time that we made room for the simple elegance of the bicycle.